It's Friday night, which means it's time for another episode of the Friday Night Nicktoons podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Casey. Last week we looked at the Rocket Power episode, Capture the Flag.
We also put out our weekly Twitter poll asking you which game you should play with Rocket Gang and Ocean Shores. Capture the Flag, Ghost in the Graveyard, or Paintball. The results for that were certainly something, Casey, weren't they?
They sure were. They were so interesting, in fact, that I think we should linger in on this question for a bit and just ponder what the possible results could have been.
You know, they could have been a lot of things, but I would say that actually... Okay, so cutting all that trash out.
No, I kind of want to keep it in. Without
you know what? Up to you.
Are you stalling?
So 46% of you guys went with Capture the Flag, which is not surprising, especially given what the episode was. Only 23% did Ghost in the Graveyard and 31% Paintball. So actually relatively even between the three, but Capture the Flag did win out.
Oh, and on one of our social media accounts, I think it was YouTube, someone commented asking what Ghost in the Graveyard is. I was like signed into the wrong account. I need to go respond to that, but... Ghost in the Graveyard is basically a game, let's see if I remember this correctly, but you play it at night, and the entire group is looking for the ghost, right? And the ghost's goal is to tag everyone, so when you see the ghost, you yell Ghost in the Graveyard, and everyone has to run back to the base. If the ghost tags you along the way, you join the ghost, or you no, the first one tagged becomes the next ghost.
I'm gonna be like 1000% real with you. I don't remember.
That sounds right, though, doesn't it?
That sounds right. Sure that
that's
sounds
what
right.
It is. And when but you count, you do the 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock rock. I don't know why it's only for that game. Like, you don't just count normally, and... like hide and seek. And then you go,
it's
10
about
o'clock,
midnight,
11 o'clock,
right?
12 o'clock, midnight. And then you go.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's something like midnight is when the ghost comes out. I don't know.
It's a thrilling game. It was very good. And that's what I voted for.
You know what? I actually don't know if I voted in this one, but if I would have, I probably would have done Capture the Flag.
For
partially
sure.
Just because the episode has that bias in there, and, you know, it's a little more nostalgic for me personally. Anyways.
This week we said we were going to be doing a Rocko's Modern Life episode. We are instead putting that on the back burner. We're still going to do that episode next week. But this week, Ashley came up with a brilliant idea to do the Angry Beavers episode same time last week, because you are probably listening to this episode on the day it comes out, which is Groundhog Day, and this episode is a parody of the movie Groundhog Day with beavers. So we caught it at just the right second. I know we put out the graphic and everything, but it felt more important to get this right.
Yeah, and Groundhog Day falls on a Friday this year. I was like, you know, we could do it next year, but... what are the chances that a Friday Night Nicktoons episode is released on Groundhog Day itself? Probably not too slim, but look.
Yep.
So yeah, we did decide to change our plans a little bit, but I think it will be well worth it. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at FNN_podcast, as well as Facebook, facebook.com/FNN podcast. And review us on Apple Podcasts so that others can find the show. Hopefully love it as much as you guys all do.
Yes, and also be sure to check out our new YouTube page. Lots of you guys have been commenting there, which is awesome. I have a report for you all that I owe you. I saw the SpongeBob musical here in New York at the Palace Theater, where such iconic legends as Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli have played, and now SpongeBob SquarePants, which is just kind of hilarious historically. And if any of you are in the tri-state area or thinking of traveling and you're a Nicktoon fan and a Broadway fan, or even if you're not a musicals fan, go see this show. They get it right for everyone. The design is impeccable. The sound effects, when they walk, it makes the sounds like they do in the show. Like when Squidward takes a step, it's going wah, 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 wah. The casting was really interesting. All the musical numbers are really fun. There's an amazing plot point with Patrick that I won't really spoil, but he becomes a minor deity, essentially, and it's wonderful. It's a great musical. I went in a little jaded and was thrilled, so you guys should go see that. Ashley, if you're in town anytime soon, we are going.
Yeah, we'll have to see. My schedule has been wild, will continue to be wild, but... potentially, and if it's still around in like the April, May-ish time frame, I might be able to make it work. We will see. All of that being said, I'm a little bit jealous that Casey got to see the musical. I hope someday I'll be able to, you know, feast my eyes upon it. But until then, building up with the excitement, though, guys, in our conclusion this week, we are going to let you guys know what the theme is for Nick Madness. And for those of you who are new, we did a tournament last March alongside of, you know, the NCAA March Madness basketball tournament. We decided let's do one putting Nicktoons against each other. Ultimately, SpongeBob won. So just recapping you there, but we decided we don't want to just do the same thing again, right? We don't want to do shows. So what will we be doing? Keep on listening to find out.
You'll find out at the end of this episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Now let's get started. From the Nicktoon Animation Studio in Hollywood.
All right, so as Casey said, this week we are doing the Angry Beavers episode, same time last week. It's from season 2, episode 1B.
And in this one, Dag annoys Norb and repeatedly gets, and I quote, bopped into next week.
Last week.
Sorry, bopped into last week. And this episode did air on March 1st, 1998. It's an old one.
Yeah, it's an old one, but it's a good one, and oh boy, it's honestly just so good. First thing we see is Dag wakes up and he's like, oh boy, I've got my 365 ways to annoy your brother calendar. So glad. Like, I wouldn't come up with this many ways on my own. And he's just like pumped to annoy Norb, which is so him.
And I have to say, Ashley, if we ever bring back trivia or if you ever owe me a prize again, you should make me a 365 ways to annoy your podcast co-host tearaway calendar.
I think I could make like 50 ways. I might get lazy in by the 365th, but
you could just use things I've done and fill out most of it.
True.
You could have 10 pages in a row of just Ashley retweet.
Oh boy.
But I also love that they sleep in canoe bunk beds. I feel like we've talked about that before, but it's so adorable.
It really is. It seems like it'd be uncomfortable, but I love the sticking to the theme, right? They're so cute, and just the dynamic. It's so much.
It's so Norb is watching his show, right? He's watching his stories. I forget what it's called or if it even... Yeah, it's a movie, right? And it's so cheesy. I think it's the same actors, you know, in quotes, actors from The Day the World Got Really Screwed Up. If not, it's very similar. There's like a Clark Kent-looking guy and like a damsel. And he's like, they're talking about this squirrel that's gone radioactive and he's... like, we have to do blah, blah, blah to fight the... And she cuts him off and goes, don't say it, Tom, but go ahead. And he says, the radioactive squirrel or whatever it's called. Oh, man, just that slayed me.
Over the top and beautifully done, as Angry Beavers loves to do for us. It's so much. And already I'm like, you know, you're not really invested in the story, but a little bit. Yeah. And then... of course, this is when Dag needs to come in with his what is it that it said? To bop your brother until he bleats?
Yeah, until he bleats, which I heard as bleeds because I didn't read it at first. And I was like, wow, this is, that's kind of a lot. But yeah, bleeding like a goat, which is, I think, funnier.
Yes. And so he decides to do just this right at the very exciting moment when Norb's about to find out what's going to happen next. Yeah. And
he nails him, too. It's not like a tap. He does bop him so hard that he bleats. He flies up into the air. Yeah, it's
a lot. It kind of reminded me of Sock and Boppers a little bit for a moment here. Oh, probably totally. Because of the word bop.
And the
more
just
fun
the
than a pillow fight, you know,
the glove and everything. And Norb is very upset, obviously, and he calls him, he's like, he keeps calling him Dagiel, like Daniel, and he says it the same every time, every loop of it, right? He's like, I'm gonna, like, I don't remember how he said it, but he says this Dagiel phrase every loop, and we'll get into the loop concept, I think, now, right? We're pretty much there.
Yeah, I guess also, if you haven't seen the movie Groundhog Day, just to clarify, basically more of the story, there's a guy who is reporting on the town of Punxsutawney, which is where there's, like, the groundhog. Doesn't really matter. He gets stuck in, like, a loop of the same day over and over and over again is the theme of it. Just in case, because I'm sure some people haven't seen it. It's kind of an older movie.
And funny story there, I have not seen the movie, but I have seen the Tim Minchin musical that was on Broadway about a year ago. It was cute. It didn't run long, but, it, you know, I still need to watch the movie. I love Bill Murray.
Yeah, I actually have seen the movie. I mean, that's not a spoiler. You figure that one out pretty quickly. And yeah. I think even if you haven't seen it, you know that reference at the least, right? Anywho. Right, so now we're getting to the loop. He's like,
yes,
I'm going to bop you into last week. And he does. He literally does.
Yep. And so we start the episode on, like, the 7th of whatever month it is, right? But so we go back to the 1st, and now we get to see the 6 other ways to annoy your brother that are on there. And they're pretty great. None of them are as good as bop your brother until he bleats. But eat chips while he's sleeping is pretty good. Jalapeno in his cereal is also great.
Yeah, I forgot what the others were. There's one that's just, it literally says just, like, rub your brother the wrong way. trip him, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, Dag does not get freaked out at all upon realizing that he's gone back in time a week. He just says, he really did bop me into last week. And then he rolls with it. He sees it as an opportunity. He's like, I get to annoy him all over again, and he won't see what's coming. Kind of hilarious and like when life gives you lemons sort of thing.
Yeah, but, you know, the first loop, he's pumped about it, understandably. He's like, oh, you know, sweet, I get to get to annoy him all over again. And then at the end of the week, same thing happens. He gets bopped back and he's like, okay, this time I'm gonna annoy him every day but Saturday. And we get this, like, quick loop through where, like, we don't really get to see what happens, but we know he ends up being annoying on Saturday because he gets bopped right back. And it's such a fun little thing there, right? Like, we don't need to see him literally doing everything all over again. We don't need to see him doing all of these things. But we know he somehow manages to screw it up. He somehow manages to not be able to not be annoying.
And they do that in the movie, too, or at least if the musical is true to it. You know, it's like, sometimes it does a speed run of it because you don't need to see everything again.
Yeah, so similar, or like, it'll skip past certain scenes, like, you'll just see certain clips over and over again, sort of a deal. Yeah, so it's a fun play. And yeah, so basically, though, he realizes that it's not all what he hoped it would be. So he's like, okay, this week I'm not going to annoy him whatsoever, not at all. And, like, he messes that up, right? He's like, I'm not gonna mess with him for the entirety of the week. And then he gets to the end of the week and he's like, I must annoy you.
Yeah, but then once he loops back again, he's like, oh, so waiting didn't work. And it's like, well, you didn't wait all the way. Like, this could still work. You just need to be patient. But classic Dag
literally waits right up until the moment when the loop starts, right? That's when he's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Gotta annoy him.
Also love that the through line of Norbert talking to himself just before Dag messes with him in basically every scenario. There's one where he's, like, at an archaeological dig, and he's talking to, like, a stump with a hat on it. He's like, well, stump, who would have ever thought that, this whatever skeleton was buried in our backyard, that classic mispronunciation. And then Dag trips him. That's the tripping day.
And he just can't help himself. He has to mess everything up, and we see the loop sort of again in fast forward go over and over again. I also want to say, I think they did a great job of this considering these are what, like 10 minute episodes. They cover a lot of ground here, right? They got to set up the concept of the repetition, and they do a good job of sort of having it be repetitive without it getting too repetitive. Does that make sense?
It does. And I'll bet Angry Beavers is, yeah, I think so, the most high concept Nicktoon. You know, like every episode is such a journey. It's like I've been watching The Good Place for a while now, and since that's been out, and it's sort of got the similar thing where every episode, you know, it's going to take you to some weird sort of cerebral place, like while still being silly.
Yeah, and thus far, and I'm sure there's rotten eggs in there, but literally, like, I didn't even know if this was a good episode. I was just like, oh, Groundhog Day, we gotta do it. And it ended up being great. Like, every episode we pick, even the random ones that we picked to fit in with themes back in the day, they've all been solid. They've all had just clear concepts going. Or yeah, weird concepts, but great. You know what I mean.
The writing is great, but then as we've talked about before, the spine of this show is their relationship, Norbert and Dag, and I might have to bump them up retroactively from my 2017 countdown. These might be my favorite Nick protagonists. I love Arnold. It's very tough. I don't know, but
we love them all. They're so we different, love them all. Too, is the thing, right?
Exactly.
It's hard.
Well,
it's
maybe, hard. Just maybe, we'll get to see what the fans think in a certain month. Where certain exciting things happen that might be particularly crazy or mad.
I wonder just what maybe. He could be getting at, guys. Could be anything.
Get we'll get there.
But I don't remember what's going with this. Oh yeah, so he's so close to at the end, right? He's like, oh, this time I'm not gonna annoy you. You won't bop me, right? And Norb's like, no, I'm not gonna bop you, I just want to watch my movie. And he's like, oh, okay. And he was like, so I won't bother you at all, I won't even spoil. And then he like just goes on to tell him the ending, right? Like, he literally is like, I'm not gonna spoil, and then does. He straight up spoils it.
And yep, then and that of course sets Norbert into a even more of a rage than before.
Oh yeah, he's got his boxing glove is now like 12 times its original size, maybe more than that even.
yeah exactly. And he goes, oh, I'm not gonna bop you into next week, Daggett. And it turns out he bops him to the dawn of time, and we're back in this prehistoric looking world. Daggett looks the same, but he goes to find Norb, and he's this like prehistoric, you know, sort of brainless thing. And that he goes, as soon as Norb evolves, I'll be ready to annoy him. And that's kind of the button on the episode. Oh, and he also has a full calendar for all the rest of the days that'll get him back. Yeah, it's like
3 million.
I think trillion.
3 trillion.
Because it's days. Might even have been.
It's a lot of days.
Yeah, and so I don't know if that math actually checks out. It might, if we're going back to like the real dawn of time. I don't know.
Either way, though, it was just a great... Oh, it's so good. It's such a fun way to end it.
Very clever. I like to think that one of the voice actors improvised something about, you know, bopping you into last week, and Mitch Schauer was just like, hold on, guys. There's an episode here.
That wouldn't even surprise me, honestly. You can feel them being somewhat improvisational right in there. And
totally.
God, I would love to have sat in the room on any of their recordings just to see. Like, I can't imagine that they're not having just the time of their lives on this show.
Yeah, well, and you should seek out some footage and see if there is any.
Absolutely.
That would be really cool.
Because they are a hoot to watch, and I can only imagine that it extends to in real life as well.
Absolutely. And I do love, we get more mispronunciation, you know. Daggett wakes up again and he goes, I am doomed to live this same week. That sort of Shakespearean accent, you know?
Yeah. They do such a good job of making that seem natural too, right? Yes. Like it's how they work. It's how they pronounce things horribly.
Yeah, it slips in there. You could miss it if you're not paying attention.
Yeah, I think that about covers it for me. I mean, I can go on about how much I love the Beavers for the rest of forever, but this is a good one. I recommend watching it. Also gonna say, you know what, I recommend watching Groundhog Day the movie as well if you haven't seen it.
I should do that.
I think it might be on Netflix or something. It doesn't matter. Any final thoughts?
I just love this show. It hits that peak point where we were just a little too young for it. I'm looking, it was 1997 to 2001, and I don't remember this airing on reruns, like, at all when we were growing up. It was very rare. Which is a bummer, because it was critically acclaimed. It had a healthy run. It had 4 seasons, 63 episodes, so that would mean, what, like 126 little episodes when there aren't doubles. So I don't know. It's just so good, and I wish it had more of like a sort of cultural following like SpongeBob and Fairly Odd Parents do. Like, there aren't Angry Beavers memes in 2018, you know?
Yeah, but there absolutely
should be.
I think it might just not have as much of a an appeal. Like, it doesn't, like, as a kid, I definitely wasn't following what was going on, and I think it might just be that it was almost too much for me to grasp as a kid. I don't know. I mean, there's a number of reasons it could have been.
The people that are, like, 5 years older than us love this show. You know, the people who watched Nick in this. But it does, it fits a weird in-between area of, like, there's the early 90s shows, you know, like the Doug, Ah, Real Monsters, Rugrats, and all that. And then there's, like, the SpongeBob, Fairly Odd Parents, and that kind of stuff. And then there's this weird middle area of the late 90s that's, like, some of them feel kind of lost.
Yeah, and definitely not lost in its vision, so to speak. Like, it's a strong show, which is surprising considering, you know, how I don't remember where I was going with the sentence. Just how relatively, I don't know, just how it was in this time, right? Like, it's so unlike what came before it and what came after it. It's kind of like this weird hybrid that happened somehow, and it's, I don't know how to put it.
No, that's so true. It kind of exists in its own little world. Like, there's no real Angry Beavers equivalent today.
No, and there wasn't in the beginning days either, right?
No, it's not like, at all.
It's not like anything like Doug. It's not anything like, maybe closer to Ren and Stimpy if you had to call it something, but really. But
it's a little more lighthearted.
You know, a lot more lighthearted.
Like, optimism to it, even though they're, and like, there are many characters in this show, but it's so primarily reliant on the two of them. Like, they're the only two characters in this episode, and that is often the case. We've now seen 10 episodes of this show, and we've seen other characters in it like twice or three times.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And for a while, too, we thought they were the only ones, right?
Yeah, we did.
The only characters,
we did, but then, you know, now we've seen the the girl, the Barry, and then the dad. But yeah, it's all about them.
That always is something I'll say in the future. I'd like to get another episode that brings in those other characters, because we haven't touched on them a whole lot.
True.
Still glad that we got this Groundhog Day one in there. All right, this time I mean it. Final thoughts, Casey. Hit me with them.
I think I'm wrapped up. It's an airtight episode with great writing. It feels less improvised than other episodes of this show, which I don't mind. It felt scripted in a good way. And yeah, I'm a big fan.
Same here.
All right, well, let's move on to our conclusion, which will have our Twitter poll, preview for next week, and a special announcement.
All right, guys, our Twitter poll for you this week is sort of a Groundhog Day versus same time last week sort of question here. Would you prefer to repeatedly live the same day over and over again, or repeatedly live the same week over and over again? I feel like there's arguments for both, which I say that all the time in these polls, but I'm not sure on my answer on this one. I mean, is it more painful to have to wait an entire week for the reset, but then at least you've got more variety going, or is it better to just have the one day that you can really fine-tune? I don't know.
Yeah, and it depends on the week and the day. Yeah, I'm gonna have to think about this one for a while and marinate in it for a bit, because it's a tough one. All right, well, next week we are getting back to one of our Rocco's episodes that we didn't get to do at the end of 2017. This is Rocco's Modern Life, the episode Fortune Cookie, featuring our buddy Filbert, who we love dearly.
Oh, and it's a good one, guys. Sorry we had to push it back a week, but the wait will be worth it. Also, be sure, again, to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, review us on Apple Podcasts, and follow us newly on YouTube as well.
All right, guys, announcement time. Announcing Nick Madness 2018 Character Edition. And last week, we had a very weak 16 size tournament, which was perfect for what we were doing, but bracket lovers out there must have been pretty disappointed. We are doing a full 64 team tournament this time. We're not sure if there will be play-ins or not like we had before, but there will be 64 slots, 4 conferences, characters that we have rated 1 through 16, entirely subjective, and we're not strategizing very much in terms of where we put them on the bracket this time. Last time we really tried to make sure it was fair and balanced. With characters, it's all so subjective, so we might have characters from the same show facing off pretty early, which I think would be pretty exciting.
Yeah, and I also think it's, I mean, part of it is just there are so many more characters, obviously, than shows. So I think it makes sense for us to really just branch out with it, have fun with it, see where it takes us.
Yeah, me too. And I just to get ahead of it, we are including Avatar and Korra this time, which we never do. So those characters are just so important and significant that we felt like we have to include them.
Yeah, and I also felt like somehow show against show, it feels a little bit more difficult to me than character against character, right? Like, yeah. There's, I don't know, I feel like there's more grounds to sort of pit them against each other here. Still tough battles, but we'll see. We'll see what the people's favorites are. I'm really excited for this one, you guys.
Yeah, so we still have to pin down the scheduling of it, but I think at least those first 4 Fridays of March are going to be Ashley and I breaking down the results and making our predictions like we did last year. We'll try to end the tournament on the night of the real NCAA championship, so sometime in early April that usually is. It's going to be a ton of fun, and hopefully we'll be able to increase the profile of the show, get more people involved. Maybe we'll bring on some guest panelists who are Nick character experts. Maybe we can even bring back some of our We're In Between folks, like our friend Darren, the storyboard artist, to see if any of them want to talk about the characters they drew and make their pitches for them.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah, for sure. We'll make it exciting.
Yeah.
Get hyped, guys. It's going to be big. We'll finalize the brackets sometime before, obviously, so that you guys have time to really think about your answers, and we'll get them out to you. But it should be a blast. All of that being said, thank you so much, as always, for listening, and we'll see you next week.